Right now, when I talk to team leaders, I talk to agents, there's a lot of people that are still struggling. There's stats out there that 71% of real estate agents last year sold zero homes. Another 15% sold four homes or less. So that my math tells me that that is 86% of real estate agents sold four or less homes last year. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on in our organization is we are a personal development company and we are a high production environment. And it's really, really cool to see how all that has come to fruition because Lauren and I were going through some numbers, and every agent that is on our team that has been with us for longer than 90 days has at least one closed or pending this year in the first roughly 45 days of the year, which is pretty cool. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, today I've got a special guest. And when I say special, she is very special. If you know her, she is very special in so many ways, in so many great ways, and also some funny ways. My good friend and also director of sales for Matt Smith Real Estate Group, Lauren Pimentel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on another episode. So thanks for
For
having me
sure.
back.
Yeah, and Laura and I were just kind of chatting, and we thought this would make a good episode for everyone. I think a lot of people right now, when I talk to team leaders, I talk to agents, there's a lot of people that are still struggling. There's stats out there that 71% of real estate agents last year sold zero homes. Another 15% sold four homes or less. So that my math tells me that that is 86% of real estate agents sold four or less homes last year. And so, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on in our organization is we are a personal development company and we are a high production environment. And it's really, really cool to see how all that has come to fruition because Lauren and I were going through some numbers, and every agent that is on our team that has been with us for longer than 90 days has at least one closed or pending this year in the first roughly 45 days of the year, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very impressive. And I think too, it's like last year was an outlier year. That is a stat that has now been consistent for multiple years. And so I know some people say, well, that was just because of interest rates or whatnot, but it is now a trend. And on top of that, we have other stats, not to include the 87% of agents who get out after the first 3 years or who fail within the first 3 years of starting a career in real estate. And so taking time to slow down and realize what's happening within our team and organization, it is not normal. And a lot of tributes to that, but it's just really impressive to see that this real estate business can be whatever you make it out to be. It's just a matter of how much effort are you willing to put into it. So we have some really, really good things happening with inside the team.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see the power of the environment, right? Like I think a lot of times our environment is very, very powerful, and we don't really understand the importance of it until we step back and really reflect. And so, like I think environments are either bigger than where you are, meaning that there's things you can learn and grow and improve to. And when you step in that environment, you now become that better version of yourself, which is why it's so important to get yourself into rooms that challenge you, rooms of other people that are proven, that are kind of walk the path you want to walk. Versus what I see some people do is they go into a room that they feel comfortable in. And what happens is now the people that you go into the room where maybe it's not as elevated of standards or success. And it's you don't have the discomfort. But you go in there and it's a room that you're comfortable in is like what I think happens is subconsciously is you kind of shrink down into what those standards are of the expectations of that environment. And I think it's really, really cool. I saw all over Lauren's face when she was sharing, if you're not watching on YouTube, like you could just see it in her energy, like how proud she is of this environment and the people inside of it because they are becoming better versions of themselves. And I think a lot of that has to do with honestly some her leadership. But also just our amazing culture and the people that we have and the standards that we uphold. And it's just really, really cool to see that continue to happen year after year after year.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the weight of leadership. And for me, what I love is that these people trusted us to partner in business to help them succeed. And the fact that were able to confidently, which again, like I've been a part of the team now for almost 8 years. I believe in our systems and our processes and our culture and in our team. And what I'm most proud of is to see that work works. When these agents give it their all, whenever they're putting in the work, they're getting the results that we're promising them. Hey, you're going to get this if you choose to wake up every single day and take the action. And we have a lot of agents that one had record-breaking years last year, even though they had been in the industry anywhere from 2 to 10 years. And it's exciting to know that they're still breaking records this year. We have several agents that I have no doubt that this first quarter of the year is going to be a record-breaking year for them or a record-breaking quarter. And so there is no ceiling on our team. I love the environment that we're facilitating, and I'm excited to share some of the secret sauce.
Yeah, and one of the things too, I thought about this at 2:30 a.m. That if you're listening to this and you're up at 2:30 a.m. and you have my number, text me because I get bored. I don't sleep well at night, and so I'm always up thinking about business during those times. And so one of the things that I did, did a deep dive in our numbers, and I just really was reflecting on this is from like a coaching perspective, right? Is that I have a privilege to coach some of the top team leaders in North America, and getting to see behind the curtains, and then also running and scaling our own business. Most of the time, whenever you grow and scale a business, meaning you add more agents, per person productivity typically struggles and suffers. And I don't want to say that we're perfect and that maybe there has been some of that, but if there has been, it's so slight. And what I think has actually happened because of the power of our environment, it's been the opposite. And as we've grown and scaled with the right people, the right systems, the right standards, the right activities, and everyone becomes better and everyone produces more because of it. Because when we say, hey, all of our agents have closed or pending one or more that have been with us 90 days or longer, that's a cool stat to say, but we're not like a four-person team. We're talking about 32 agents that have all done that. Lauren's trying to math, and I think she got it wrong.
No, I thought you were saying number of agents on our
Yeah,
team.
so we're at
Yeah.
42 agents, but 10 of those are new within the first 90
Yeah.
days. And I'll tell you, some of them they're coming out swinging. So they're going to be on there really, really quick with their appointments that they're setting and different things. But what's really cool is that like to have 32 agents with one or more closed or pending in the slowest time of the year for our market. It's just really, really cool for perspective. And so I just wanted to put that out there because I think I want to get Lauren's perspective on kind of how that works later on in the show and like what she's seen to for being her perspective as an agent, being with our team for so long and now the director of sales, how she's what she what changes we've made and implemented or maybe standards we've upheld to create that. But what's really cool is that I was actually on a coaching call this morning and I was reminded of like I used to like the baby leader, Matt, that was filled with ego, and just had a lot of leadership growth, which I still have a lot to go. But I'm proud of how far I've came. Is I used to say, if you join my team, I'll make you successful. And I truly believed it. And I used to think that like that was my responsibility. And that's heavy. And the reality is that number one, I can't make anyone successful. Neither can any, no human being can make another human being successful. And so, how egotistical of me to think that. And so, shame on me. But what I've learned by getting myself in bigger rooms and surrounding myself with coaches and mentors and other people that have walked the path that I wanted to walk, I realized that my responsibility as a leader is not to make them successful, it's to facilitate the environment that they can make the choice to be successful. And the choice is up to them. And if you just look at the track record of our environment, other environments, it's like you just look around and success is everywhere. And so I for whatever that's worth, if you're a leader that's listening right now and you're like, how do you do this? How do you do this? We'll break that down for you. We'll give you our insights, but I think it starts there. Let's not put all the expectation and pressure on you. And let's realize that part of our job as great leadership is to be honest and truthful and transparent and set the proper expectations. What the agent has to do their part. And we part of your job as a leadership, especially in this challenging market, is to hold the line and hold the standard on the activity they need to do and to not get outscripted by your agents. because agents can sometimes be their own worst enemy. Just and not just agents, like I'm my own worst enemy. Lauren sometimes probably her own worst enemy. We all have an element of that, and we need someone to be the guide and to be the reminder of, hey, before we go and change everything, have we actually, let's go back and revisit the things we already committed to, and are we actually doing those and executing on those at a high level? Because most of the time we're not, which is why we're not where we want to be.
Yeah, really good. And something I'm going to hit on during our next sales meeting that relates to what we're going over is what is happening within the team, and within these agents and their real estate business is that the outcomes that they are seeing, it is a natural byproduct of what they're prioritizing in their business. And we're seeing that if they're prioritizing the relationships that they're going out and building with the leads in the database or with their sphere, however they best lead generate, if they're prioritizing that, if they're prioritizing showings, if they're prioritizing follow-up, they're seeing the outcomes. And the agents who aren't prioritizing need to redesign their business.
Yeah, because you're making so good, Lauren. So good. Because like I'm sitting here shaking my head really, really loud. But I didn't want to interrupt because yes, it's so good. Spot on. Because the truth is, so many people think that they're not prioritizing, meaning that like, well, that makes sense, but I'm not making these other things a priority. Bullshit. Something is a priority in your life. Like, go back and audit your time. Where's your time and attention going? That is your priority. Just because you don't say the words doesn't mean it's not true. Actions speak louder than words. And so let's go back and let's pause out of trying to help to understand. We want to seek first to understand. We don't want to judge, right? So we want to observe or notice without judgment. That's true accountability. And so how can we observe and help them go back and reflect on what are their actions saying are their priority? And are they in alignment, or another way I say is integrity? Are they in alignment and integrity with their actions and their words? And whenever we can go back and we can make those two very parallel, and we actually keep the promises we made to ourselves, we're in alignment with the things. We actually prioritize the things with our actions that we say out of our mouth. When we do those and we do that consistently, the results are just naturally going to come. And anytime that they're not anytime, there are exceptions, but the overwhelming majority of time, it's because we got away from those things and we're out of alignment with our priorities. And so before you go back, you are listening to this and you say, well, I'm not making Facebook a priority. Go back and look at your screen time. What does it say? I'm not making watching my favorite show on Netflix a priority. Well, like, go, you're watching it, right? So, what your time and your actions are choosing your priorities, not what you say.
Yeah, and you can say the same thing in different ways. So it's not only, hey, what are your priorities, but what are you tolerating? What are you repeating every single day in your business? What habits have you formed and are you doing over and over and over again? What does your calendar say about you as far as what you're tolerating, what you are prioritizing, what boundaries you have, the lack of boundaries that you have? There's so many different ways to say it, but the simple way to put it is I think that we are doing a really good job of simplifying what an agent needs to show up and do every single day, over and over and over. They rinse, they repeat, they show up, do it all over again.
And it's so good too, because like the simple stuff works for at every level, at every level. I mean, we have agents in our organization that sell upwards of 60 and 70 homes a year consistently. When I meet with them, when Lauren meets with them, guess what we always talk about? It's still the simple stuff that moves the needle. It really is. But sometimes it's a reminder, it's a different perspective. And are there other conversations that happen at that level? Sure, there's emotional regulation, there's emotional intelligence. Like, there's a lot of things that happen at that level, some leverage. But a majority of the time, if they're stuck in their business, it's almost always they've abandoned something that helped them get to where they are. And it's going back and doing something instead of looking for something new. What are the things that got me to where I'm at that I can need to go back and revisit and recommit to?
Yeah, I know we're going on a quick tangent, but even a conversation I had with an agent yesterday, some agents want that miracle breakthrough or they want that shiny object that helps them get to the next level. And a conversation I had with an agent last night was sometimes you have to get to that next level in your business. You have to work your way there, and then you have to learn to manage it and be emotional mature and regulate your emotions. And then guess what? You can level up. Then you get to go to the next level of your business of going from 3 pendings to 10 pendings. And then once you've learned to regulate that and build on it, you've built skill, you've built what you can tolerate, what you need to add boundaries to, and then you can keep increasing it. But you're not going to learn to do, you don't learn to get it, and then you get there. You get there, and
Yeah.
then you learn how to go to the next level.
100%. So many people want to like, well, tell me the book that I need to read that will teach me the lessons to get there. It's like you can read all the books in the world, but there's nothing that replaces the experience. And
Yeah.
you've got to create that experience for yourself. And you've got to like, yes, we want to help prepare people for what that looks like, but just understanding in theory versus actually experiencing it are night and day difference. And so once you experience it, maybe you've got a little foresight from being around other people that have, or maybe Lauren has walked this agent through that example so they know what to expect. But once they get there, it clicks and they sink in and they understand. It's like, oh, now I realize. And when you're at three pendings, the reason you're not at six pendings is because you haven't been at three pendings and you haven't applied those new lessons and those new things that are preventing you from going to the next level yet. And so it's
Yeah.
like it's like a stair step, right? You got to always realize that. And here's what happens is some agents will go from, they'll take a couple steps up and then they'll get comfortable or complacent and settle and decide they don't want to continue climbing the staircase. And so what happens by that is other people pass you by or you start slipping back down the steps. Right. And so there's always another level and there's always something that experience will teach you how to get to the next level. There's so many people that I remember agents that are doing phenomenally well in our organization right now. They would tell me in training, they would have all kinds of questions like, well, I'm just someone that I just need to learn everything before I do it. And I'm just like, then it's not going to work. That's
Yeah.
not how you don't learn by reading. You don't learn by watching. You learn by doing. Like an example is Addie, my 13-year-old. She started playing guitar. She actually is doing pretty good. She's taken five lessons so far. It actually sounds like
That's
somewhat
awesome.
like a song, right? I listened to it this morning, actually. She said I couldn't sing in her band though, so I don't know what
Don't
that's
blame
about.
her.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm terrible. But anyway, like as an example, how did Addie get to where she can actually start playing things that sound like a song on the guitar? It wasn't from watching all the YouTube videos that she watched. She can watch hours and hours and hours and hours of YouTube video, but until she picks up the guitar and plays and swipes the strings, she's not going to learn anything. It's like too many people are just trying to digest information and they become information whores. And instead of actually executing on the things that they know they need to do, it's like a form of avoidance and it's a distraction away from the progress they need to make. And so, like, instead of learning more, I would just encourage everyone listening to start doing more. And if you're a leader, you need to stop getting outscripted by your agents and stop letting them avoid the things they know they need to do and just have the tough conversation in a loving way, no judgment, no resentment, and help them understand why they just need to go back and revisit and do the thing they know they need to do. And if you can do that consistently in your organization, like this has been a consistent thing that Lauren and I have been obsessed over for the last 2+ years in our organization. And it's wild how much more fun leadership is now. And also the progress of the people inside of our organization, because we're not happening to say something in frustration or leadership meeting and then avoid it because we want to keep everyone happy in the organization. Instead, we just lean into truth in a respectful way, that just reminds them of their commitment that they need to do and what their part is in their success. And whenever everyone in the organization accepts responsibility, they uphold the standards and they do the thing and are willing to be open-minded to that coaching. Like results, like what we just shared, is what happens.
Yeah, really good.
I want to share. I put some things down, so I want to just share this for perspective, and then we'll go into. I want to ask Lauren some questions around what she's seen and observed. But I shared with you already. 32 of our 42 agents have one or more closed or pending transaction. The 10 that do not have been with us less than 90 days. So, like, I don't expect us to always bat 1,000, but we're batting 1,000. That's pretty cool. We also were just recognized for EXP as the number three mega team in all of EXP for the month of January, which was very surprising and really, really cool to see, because January is a very slow month for our market. And to see that we were recognized as that is really cool. Also, I've got some more numbers. We have 28, 20, 32 agents with one or more, 28 with two or more, 21 with three or more, 19 with four or more, 15 with five or more, 11 with six or more, 10 with seven or more, eight with eight or more, six agents with nine or more, three agents with 10 or more, two agents with 13 or more, and one agent with 17. Like, it's not even March yet. It's wild just going through those numbers. It's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. I'm laughing because I was really curious why you didn't ask me to pull those numbers for you.
You know exactly why I didn't ask you.
Going into Lauren's special.
Yeah. We would
But
have had some great bloopers.
we would have. But something that another conversation with an agent is it's crazy to hear the top agent, not that they're not grateful for every opportunity, but they know their own potential and they're not satisfied with being at 17.
Yep.
Like if it was up to them, if I had to guess, they'd ideally be around 25 right now to be on track for their goals. And so it's so crazy to see that they're not blaming the team for that. They're blaming what are they prioritizing? What are they tolerating? What are their boundaries in their business? And they know that if they want 25 pending in the first quarter, pending and close, it can happen on our team.
100%.
So big
I
things are
mean, we've
happening.
still got over a month left in qu first quarter, right? So, and those are the numbers. It's really, really cool. So Lauren, I would love your perspective, on if someone's listening to this right now, like let's go a little bit tactical. What have we done as an organization that someone else could do the replicate that's really had a positive impact on all of our agents at this point being at least somewhat productive in this marketplace where that's not the norm.
I when I whenever we're going over those numbers, what it really makes me think of is, and I'm hitting on this in the Built for More mastermind as well.
Oh, look at that shameless plug.
Come to the agent mastermind on Wednesdays every other week. But something that we are talking about is the three E's. Like if you want to achieve success, like one, break it down into the simplest terms. And our agents are clear on that. Like right now for the next, I can't count, 70 days, we are focused on doing three actions Monday through Friday. And that is hitting their conversation metrics. That is sharing a post on social media, real estate related, so some sort of marketing. And then sharing a win with your team and building on the momentum that you have. And in addition to that, so one, the effort that they're putting in.
So I want to break down those three things really quick. Guys, too many people overcomplicate this. So Lauren and I came up with this. This is our second time doing some, I think it's the same thing, the second time we've just done it. And it's for a 90-day consistent thing. We're looking for consistency here. So number one is your conversation goals daily. How many people, real estate is a contact sport. Get crystal clear. How many people do you need to have a conversation with each day? And then hit it. Really simple. Number two is marketing is everything, and so many agents struggle with it. And so if we can build a habit, in our organization, we make it easier for them, right? So we have like listings, we have an agent marketing toolkit where they can access all of our listings, they can access our educational content, our videos to share. But we want them to build the habit and the muscle of marketing because marketing helps everyone. It helps them serve their clients, helps their clients know the education that we're putting out, and it also serves the team if they share the message, right? So it's a win-win for everyone. And so we're just building that consistency inside of them. And then how many times do we just talk about all the gaps that we have and the struggles and that one client that hung up on us and that one deal that went sideways? And I think it's really important that we build the habit and condition our team and our organization to find the good. There was something good that happened today. So let's go find it and let's share it with other people because there's someone else that that's going to inspire. And when we do those three things, it's like wild to see the consistency and the excitement, the energy, and the results that follow in our organization.
Yeah. And so just tying those things together, there's three things that separate the average from the elite. There's no doubt that we are running an elite real estate team. And so, yes, the consistency in just those three things, if when our agents are obsessed with the process, when they are doing that consistently, when they're winning each day, they're winning the week, they're winning the month, and everything else follows. Some agents and a lot of average agents are so attached to the results and what they are or are not getting that they lose sight of the daily things that they need to do every single day. And so that's our focus is did you do the things? Did you do the things? Did you do the things? Even when you're seeing the results and you're getting the results that you want, are you still doing the things or are you detaching from the process? And so we're doing a really good job of keeping that rinse and repeat message going on. When our agents are mastering all three of them, not only the effort, not only the enthusiasm, and I'm kind of going ahead, but they're also mastering the endurance that it takes to be a real estate agent. They will beat anyone and everyone. The market will not beat them. And that's
So what are
consistent.
the three E's? Effort, enthusiasm, endurance.
And endurance. So we hit
Can I recommend a fourth one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Energy.
That's kind of like a sub-bullet of enthusiasm.
Yeah, sure. But and so that's so good, right? So like and like if there's someone watching right now that's like if you're an agent, this applies. Go back and look at your effort. If you're a team leader right now, go back and have, why are we avoiding the conversation around the effort the agent is or isn't making? Stop avoiding it because it's uncomfortable. Lean into that. And I think so many people are, this is like a pet peeve of mine, and I coach people through this, and I still see people struggle. They have this, they identify, it's an identity issue. Let me go into psychology for a minute. They identify as someone who I avoid conflict or I struggle with conflict or I don't like conflict. And let's get rid of that identity because conflict isn't negative. Conflict is the only way to get to resolution. And so get rid of your bullshit identity you're telling yourself because it's uncomfortable for you of, well, I just don't like conflict. That means that you don't like having honest conversations and getting to a solution that is better for everyone. And so is that really the type of person that you want to be? Is that how you want to show up? If you, especially if you're a leader for the people you're privileged to lead, they deserve it and you owe that to them. And so get over yourself, get over your old identity and shed that thing off. Get rid of it and realize that leaning into conflict is the only way to a resolution. And that's what we're all here for, is we want solutions. And so if you're avoiding the conversation around the effort, it is nothing. It's like it does not help them at all. You are not serving them whatsoever. And if you are having this conversation with yourself, if you are avoiding the effort you know is required, like the other E's don't matter. You got to do the effort first and you got to do it consistently. And then enthusiasm. You better be enthusiastic. Guys, this is freaking exciting what we get to do. This is fun. We get to help people the biggest purchase or sale of their lives every single day. If you're a team leader, you get to help people live the life of their dreams through this amazing career. You better have some enthusiasm and be excited about it. So many people that are struggling are like walking through like Eeyore. Like, get some energy back, get some enthusiasm. Like, this woe is me and this I can't catch a break attitude is why you're not fucking winning. Like, nobody's here to feel sorry for you. You got to get over that. And you got to have some enthusiasm, some excitement, some positive energy around what you get to do for a living. There's an old version of you that begged to have the problems that you have today. And yet we just sit and mope around.
And what's crazy is you look at how many people lean into conflict and solve things. 100% of the time, the conversation goes way better than what you ever expected. Again, going into what is it serving? Your agents are trusting you to help them succeed in this industry. They don't want to be part of the 87% that got their license and failed within the first 3 years. There's no reason to not lean into conflict, to not help them see and identify the opportunities that are in their database, that are in their pipeline, that maybe gaps have been identified as far as with lead follow-up and stuff. There's no reason to not lean into conflict. If it goes south, you probably have are in business with the wrong person. But that's another thing is our agents see that as opportunities. They don't see it as, oh, I'm in trouble. They see it as this person is here to help me. They're
But
here me to get out of that cycle of
where does
insanity.
that start though, Lauren? Why do our agents see it that way? And why do some people not see it that way?
From my perspective, it's because of the expectations that we're setting up
1000%.
in the interview. It's the expectations that we're setting up in boot camp and in training. We're not here to micromanage. We are your business partner.
Go back to what I said earlier, 1000% right, is expectations, right? And it's expectation management. Anytime two people are have ever had a disagreement on planet Earth, it's always a result of unmet expectations. And yet, too many times when we're having a conversation with someone, we tell them all the good parts and the high points and the sunshine and rainbows, and we avoid the truth because it might hurt. And I just think that people deserve better. I think you can deliver it in a soft way. I'm not saying you have to be super direct and super like firm and
Right.
like a jerk about it, but the truth is the truth. And so like I go back to like how I used to identify as a leader of like, hey, I'll make everyone successful versus how I look at it now, which is my responsibility to facilitate the environment that gives you the opportunity to have success, but the choice is yours. What are you going to choose? And so having that conversation and having that language, like we are very clear on expectations in the interview, in boot camp, and onboarding, and every sales meeting, every huddle, every role play. It's like it's always expectations over and over and over again. And I think too many of us avoid that because I'll just be honest, is that we haven't either done the personal work in ourselves and developed into the person that can recognize patterns, and we can be skilled enough as a leader to interrupt the pattern when an agent is avoiding, and we got to redirect back to let's actually focus on the root of the problem instead of trying to veer around it, instead of trying to find a shiny object or a lead source or whoa, when this thing happens, it's like, whoa, let's go back and see what you are doing. And it's accepting personal responsibility, which is one of my like near and dear to my heart of core values. And I think too many people just avoid that because it's uncomfortable. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give everyone a freebie if you reach out to me. So you can either comment wherever you're watching this, or if you have my information, reach out to me. I've got a sheet that I created for our organization is how to handle difficult conversations, and I'll share that with you. And it'll give you step by step on how to approach it the proper way. So that you can leave there in a better space. Like you heard Lauren say, Lauren has one of the biggest hearts of any human I've ever met. And she leans into conflict because she knows what happens when you approach it the right way, with the right people, with the right expectation set. On the other end of that is the solution, and everyone is better because of it. And so we'll give you the exact approach that we use there. If you reach out, I'm happy to share that with you.
Yeah, really good. And so you had hit on the second E is enthusiasm or energy is a great way to put it. There's so many times that we fail to realize that energy is how you get started, how you are on that first interaction with the lead, how you are whenever you show up to the office. Your energy can help you set appointments, but your energy can also cause you to lose appointments too. Your energy can help you create confidence, even if you are brand new to the business. One of the things we didn't share is that our second agent, who is blowing away the leaderboards, has been on our team less than 8 months, and she is blowing everyone out of the water. And a lot of that comes with her energy and her enthusiasm and how she shows up every single day, regardless of what she has going on in her life. And so when we're tying in, you really need to master all three of these things if you want to win in this market. Another layer to that energy and that enthusiasm is when you're in a tough market, when you're new to the industry, or let's say you've been in the industry for a while, but you don't have traction, that energy will give you belief in yourself. We're also here as leaders to instill borrowed belief into our team members, and that belief helps create momentum. If you would have asked these agents 20 days ago where they would be at in their business, I don't think any of them would have predicted that they would start seeing the results that they have. But it started with those two things. They showed up, they put in the effort, they have the energy and enthusiasm to help them make the next 90 days a life-changing moment in their career.
Really, really good. I added another E, so I turned your three E's into five. So I think
Let's hear it.
it's really, really good. But you talked about effort. We just talked about enthusiasm. You also hit on energy, which I believe I also agree is kind of a sub item of enthusiasm. Let's talk about endurance. Endurance is like, I tell people in this in real estate, we live in a 90-day world, right? And so too many people, they'll show up for, hey, I showed up to prospecting hour today, Lauren. I lead generated today. I did my open house today. I door knocked today and I didn't get the result. So it doesn't work for me. And it's like whenever I say that, Lauren laughs because she knows how ridiculous that is. But is there a little bit of that inside of you listening that believes that? Because here's the truth, is there are days where you'll show up and you'll do some effort and you will get results. And I want you to hear me on this. On those days that you show up and it's an instant gratification result, that is the worst thing that can ever happen to your career. Because it sets the next E, which is expectations. And you think from now on, that's how this business works.
Oh, I like that one, Matt. That's really good.
And you think that because I showed up today, I demand and I'm entitled, there's another E, I'm entitled to the results because I showed up today. And I'm sorry, I'm saying this because I
Like
care and I want you to win. The world doesn't owe you anything. You gotta, here's another E, you gotta wake up each and every day and go out and fucking earn it. And you have to earn it over a consistent period of time. And you have to show up each and every day. And you've got to show up. And you can't, Lauren hit on this too, is like you can't show up and then pick your head up and say, all right, where's my results? It's like you got to be obsessed with the process. And you got to fall in love with the process over and over and over again. And this is why this simple language that we just repeat over and over and over again is why our agents are winning. Is because we don't get outscripted by them, at least some most of the time. Sometimes they're pretty skilled, but we remind them and we put the blinders on and we hold up the mirror to themselves of the expectations that we set at the beginning. Is are you doing your part? And if you're not, don't judge yourself. Don't be mad at yourself. But let's get back on track. Today's a new day. Let's get back on track, and today can be day one. And we got to do it consistently over a period of time. And here's the cool thing is that Lauren and I can coach any agent to improve their business no matter where they're at, if we have enough data, if we can review your game film with you. But too many people put handcuffs either on themselves or on their leaders because they either don't do the activities or have the effort consistently. They don't track it and they're not honest with those things so they can go back and review where are the tiny hinges that can make massive, massive results, tiny hinges that swing big doors inside of the activity that you've already taken because that's where their greatest lessons live. And so I think like there really is no secret, guys. There really isn't. The secret is work works. The secret is stay focused on, I don't know how many E's we have now. I kept adding more.
I think I'm at like 36.
We might be more before we're over with, who knows? But I think that like there's just it really comes down to our agents are putting in the work, number one. Another E, environment. Our environment is phenomenal, right? And it's Lauren's gonna have fun with this at the Built for More Mastermind. She's gonna make fun of me. I'm not gonna be there, so she's going to. It's gonna be great.
Yes, me.
But the crazy thing is like it's all those things matter, right? It's like what is my attitude? What is my energy? Am I enthusiastic about I have to do this today or I fucking get to do this today? Can you believe this is what I'm doing for a job? Like people listen to me on a podcast? Are you kidding me? Like this is a privilege I get to do this for free. People my opinion matters to people in the world or they're actually listening to me? You guys are a little crazy for listening to little old me, but I love it. And I'm excited to be here and I'm enthusiastic. And I hope you can feel my energy and my excitement around it because I want you to win. And is it no wonder why our business continues to grow when we show up that way? We're willing to do the work. We're enthusiastic about it. We have the endurance. We're going to do the little things, the monotonous things. We're going to master them and we're going to do them consistently over and over and over again without expectation of result because we're not going to be entitled. And if we just do those things over and over and over, great things happen.
Yeah, and I
Lauren,
think,
we got 5 minutes for our sales meeting. So close us out.
okay.
End it strong here.
Yeah, so again, we have a lot of agents who are off to an amazing start this year. 32 out of 42 in this market. We couldn't, I hope they are very proud of themselves and the work that they put in. And what I know, just being in real estate almost 8 years, is that most agents don't lose because they're not talented or because they lack skill. They lose because they don't stay in it long enough. They don't follow up long enough. They don't nurture long enough. They're not in the right headspace long enough. And so if you guys are just able to give it your all, if you guys are able to show up every single day high energy, regardless of the craziness that happens in real estate, because it's going to happen, it's going to get crazy. Regardless of what happens, you still show up high energy with the heart to help someone and solve a problem. And you stick in it long enough to build a pipeline and a database that works forever, you are going to win in this business. And we all got into this business to win, not to lose, not to get out, not to be part of the 71% that isn't selling a single house, not to be a part of the 87% who fail within the first 3 years. We got in this to be the 1% that win over and over and over and over again.
So good. Lauren, thank you for your time. Thank you for volunteering to contribute. Guys, I hope you found value from this episode, and I hope you found value from Lauren being here. She's a big part of why our team's winning at the level that they are. She's boots on the ground running this thing each and every day. So, show Lauren some love in the comments for taking her time to be here. She's a busy woman and she contributed to you guys for free. So, Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you guys, and hope you guys took some notes. So
For
thanks,
sure. There's a
Matt.
lot,
Maybe
they got a lot of E's to remember, right? So
they do. I need to come up with a song.
yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we do this out of the kindness of our heart. If you found value from this, which I know you did in this one, just share this with a friend. I know a lot of you continue to share. The show continues to grow. If you shared an episode 5 years ago, and you haven't shared the most recent one that you got value with, when I ask you to share, that means just share every one that you got value from, please, and share it with a new person. Share the movement, give back, contribute, continue this movement for us, and we really appreciate you guys. Thanks, Lauren.
Really good. Thanks, Matt.